Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Busch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball four. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Schalk steals second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a line drive into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hall is hit by the pitch. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Garrison bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and has Hall trapped. There's the throw to Shock, who tags Hall for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a line drive towards short. Bush reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb strikes out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich bunts towards third. Cal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a line drive towards first. McGee reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into right field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Garrison moves to third. Estilella moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes is walked intentionally. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garrison scores. Estilella moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cartwright takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cartwright moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kurt Wright scores. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0 for 2 in the game. Busch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Busch reaches second base with a double. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 2 in the game. Black hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Carnett reaches third base with a triple. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dietrich strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carnett scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch misplays the ball. That's an error on Busch. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kurtwright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels now playing shortstop. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Troski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Troski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Troski hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodgson moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Hodgson moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Busch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-3 in the game. Black hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garrison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Garrison reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Estalella is walked intentionally. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall scores. Garrison moves to third. Estalella moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.